Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
grass tumble. Everyone all set? Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. happy to be here. What a day. What the news at the top of the hour. That just really puts a exclamation point on what's going on. The Montana and other areas where truckers are starting to strike.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and our government is saying to Canada, shut it down. And it looks like this thing could escalate into projectiles flying through the air. And, you know, you've got to hand it to the truckers. They have done this peacefully. They've done it admirably. They've kept out the provocateurs pretty darn well. And there
absolutely.
Was 178. Excuse me?
I say absolutely. That's because they're standing for freedom and it's usually the other side that fires the first shot.
Well, that's kind of what happened in the Capitol in January, not this year, but previously, where the government's calling it the Capitol riots, and they found out that there were some provocateurs who were employees of the agencies. They were involved. And encouraging, and they used to call that when a police car, an unmarked police car, would pull up to a traffic light and a guy would rev his engine and try to encourage the young person, you know, to his right or left to rev their engine and, you know, peel out at the traffic light. And when the police did that in unmarked vehicles, that was called entrapment. You know, encouraging someone to break the law and then arresting him for breaking the law. Well, it sounds to me like that's the same thing. Also sounds to me like at the level that they're talking about, when they're talking about the violent insurrection, the government is talking about violent insurrection, at least that's what has been reported, that would be treason. You know,
yeah,
causing a riot, right? What they're saying is a riot, right? Seemed to me that the people, you know, I remember back when I was younger, back in the 1950s and 1960s, believe it or not, you could visit the White House. You could get a tour of the White House. Now, they've got snipers and all kinds of weapons at the White House. They've got a bunker under the White House. They've got levels of fencing. They've got patrols. They've got cameras. They've got all kinds of motion detectors, heat sensors, movement sensors, everything you can possibly think of, even things that we didn't even know about, so that you can't get on the lawn anymore of the White House. It didn't used to be like that. Used to be able to.
Heck,
they had class trips. You could have your whole class go and get a tour of your White House.
Well, then, you know, what's that tell you? That tells you that they know that they are doing things that really make America, free Americans, mad.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, there's only one. One solution to that scenario.
Unfortunately, you know.
That is,
happened? Yeah. Yeah, it happened before.
Yeah, go ahead.
It happened before.
Yeah. And let me tell you, with these strikes that are going on and that are planned, even I heard the Super Bowl might be blocked by trucks. People, you need to take this as serious as a heart attack. Because we've talked about the four most vulnerable areas we have. That is air, water, food, and shelter. When the trucks are shut down, food is done. It's done. We talked about this scenario before. Once the trucks are shut down for a long enough period of time, the next step is people hijacking the trucks. Therefore, the trucks will no longer run down the roads because it would be too dangerous to do so. And, you know, when people are starving to death and they've got guns and bullets and they see a truck full of possibly food, you know, they're going to stop that truck one way or the other, or they're going to die.
They've done that with the trains. They've done that with the trains in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yes.
As the trains slowed down to merge on tracks in Los Angeles, California, people jumped on the rail cars and opened the rail cars and threw boxes out from Amazon and et cetera and UPS and looted them. So people are doing those things now. We've talked about that right here at USA Prepares. And I can only see it escalating. We have Justin Trudeau, who's saying that you will be vaccinated with a substance no one really knows what it is. No one knows. No one knows what this substance is. It'll be injected into your body in order to drive your truck for your job into Canada or from Canada.
And not only that, but they will not disclose the contents. It's completely experimental, and there is no approved vaccine for COVID. They approved, Pfizer approved something else that has nothing to do with the vaccine, and that's what they're going off of. It's all a propaganda story.
But who in their right mind somebody to inject an unknown substance? The only time that people have done that I know of, well, a couple times, when I was a child, they had polio vaccine, and they had other vaccines, and the injectors would show up at the school. I'm talking in the 1960s. They would show up at the school, and they would have this machine gun. And they would line up the students, roll up your sleeves. One person would take a cotton swab, swab your arm. Another person, bang, you get shot with the same needle that the guy behind you got shot. Bang, with the same needle that the gal behind that got shot, etc. It was an assembly line. And we all got it. So that's one case where we got injected. And our parents actually believed the system. And a lot of people ended up with asthma. It's been reported they've ended up with asthma and other debilitating diseases as a result of those vaccinations. And that's vaccinations. We'll call them shots, injections. And now we're talking about, that was one. And the second is in the military. You know, you line up and, you know, you're considered a pansy if you even go ow. And you get lined up in the same kind of a machine gun approach for some unknown substances. And it's been reported widely that the military has been experimenting on the people who have enlisted. So, and the government's experimented on children with radioactive dust. They've blown it in St. Louis toward a school. And let's see how it works. And for those of you who like the most dangerous person on the planet, that'd be Elon Musk, in my opinion. His company, Neuralink, has drilled holes in the heads of these little tiny monkeys, these baby monkeys, who are clinging onto each other out of pure fright. And he tortured them with electrical current into these implants in their brains. Elon Musk, the guy who's littered the sky with satellites that have been falling down, 40 of them have falling down. And yesterday on the news, they reported it's okay. There's no danger there. They're going to burn up. I reported that they were going to fall out of the sky before the news reported, the days before. I said, these things are coming down. They're going to pollute wherever they land. They're going to pollute the atmosphere, the air, the water, the ocean, lakes, whatever it might be, the land, wherever they land. These things are going to pollute with heavy metals. Elon Musk, if you have a problem with that, give me a call. I'll put you right on the air, and we can debate it. I think his company drills holes in the ground for vehicles to save time, to go to Las Vegas, really? And these tunnels are so small that you can't get out and escape if one vehicle catches fire in front of you or behind you. There's no way out. There's no sidewalk. There's no exit plan. And he builds vehicles that crash into people, places, and things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Take the top right off of a car.
His vehicles have crashed into, I'm talking about Musk mobiles, also known as Teslas.
Yeah, yeah.
They've crashed into tractor trailers that have been stopped. And they have that step ramp so you can climb up into the back of the, you know, slide the overhead door in the back of the trailer. And they're really heavy, almost like a bumper. And they crash right into them. And they've crashed into stopped police cars who are rendering assistance to motorists who have been having a problem with their vehicle on the side of the road. They've crashed into ramps, bridges. And yet, your government allows this to continue. I wonder what would happen if we made a vehicle that did some of those things. You think they'd shut us down? Or do you think they'd say, no, it's okay, you guys keep working on it, and you know, pretty soon you'll have vehicles that don't crash so much?
We are being used as guinea pigs.
Right. Just like with the jab. You know, class, no matter which direction you look, left, right, up, down, doesn't matter. Everything is falling apart. I called a guy yesterday, Greg, about dog food. I've been on the hunt for dog food for over a month now. And so I called and I said, hey, this has Ben Finelli. I said, do you know who I am? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I said, I'm looking for that dog food. And he goes, you know what? The trucks have been delayed. Looks like, you know, we're getting trucks that have been delayed for a week. We're slowly getting that, but there's no dog food, none of that Purina that you're looking for in sight. It's not on the manifest. He says, as a matter of fact, when customers call, we don't even tell them it's coming in because we don't even know. Just because it says it's coming in doesn't mean it's coming in. We don't even know based on the manifest really what we're actually going to get. And I said, you know, he knew who I was. He's a store manager. And he's seen me, and he knows. He's known me over the years. And I said, you know who I am, right? Yeah, absolutely. And he said, you know, your son called and a week ago, and we were talking about price matching and that kind of stuff. And so he remembers. He's really on the ball. And I said, you know, so this call, I'm calling because I don't want to make that 50-mile round trip and have somebody carry the dog food out, you know, and load it in the back of my truck without, you know, so I don't have to come in the store. But I think people are going to call and start asking you, do you have such and such, before they show up. He said it's already happening, and they're going to have a person just to answer the phone for those kinds of questions. Like one more person, one cashier, and one person to say, no, we don't have any. No kidding, class. That's where we're headed.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
To recap what I've just said, it seems to me that Elon Musk's companies are dangerous to nouns, N-O-U-N-S. When I learned in elementary school that a noun refers to people, places, and things. So in my opinion, it seems to me that Elon Musk's companies are dangerous to nouns. Even outer space. Think about that. Greg, the trucker strike in Canada is spreading. It seems that these people have the support of the villagers, the we the people types, like us, the bottom 93%. And the upper crust is doing what they always do, referring to protesters as Nazis and Nazi flag wavers, etc. And they've got it all upside down, backwards, and inside out, because the people who are behaving like the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler happen to be the elite in power telling us what to do.
Telling the governments what to do. It's just like Justin Trudeau was one of the students at Klaus Schwab's little school for future leaders. They're all appointed. And they've got an agenda. And that agenda is not for you and I. It's to get rid of you and I. It's to keep a few elite so they can have this world as their own little playground. Depopulating this earth by 90-95%. You think this plan's gonna work? No. I think it's going to cause the chaos. It's going to fulfill scripture. We're here, people. We don't have to wait around. If you can't see the signs, You know, the bare shelves, right now, you can't, trucking companies can't find drivers. And now you've got a trucker strike to top that off. This is a dire straits situation.
So the automakers had a shutdown. I don't know if it was reported that major automakers shut down because they can't get the parts. That's because they have the just-in-time inventory system, and they've had that for years. As a matter of fact, Glass, I know a guy who ran a company in Virginia near where I lived, and he made the what was called lamp holders. And a lamp holder, he can call it a socket. And for the automobile manufacturers in Detroit. And so if you look at your taillight or the headlight, you know, you put the bulb in the socket, and they're called lamp holders. At least that's what he called his products. And because of the just-in-time inventory, he could make, you know, several months' worth, and they go, no, we don't want them. And we don't want them because we don't have a place to put them. So you'll have to ship them, and they have to arrive at a certain day, at a certain time, and that's when we can accept them. We can't accept them in advance. Think about that. So that brilliant strategy, which what that did was that moved the cost of holding inventory from the automaker to the manufacturer of the lamp holders. And all the other parts, you know, all the transmission parts and all the everything else as well. So the inventory was pushed, the cost of maintaining inventory was pushed on the manufacturer of the part rather than the auto manufacturer carrying that inventory. So that was one of these accounting schemes. And so they didn't have to have a place to put the parts. They didn't have to have some guy say, okay, here's the parts manager. They didn't have to have quite that elaborate of a system. But what happens is when you run out, the production line stops. And that's what happened. So the production line stopped because they didn't have a back room with the parts, which is what's happening in the auto parts stores as well. So when you go to buy that set of whatever you need to fix your car on the weekend, you go to get it, and they go, yeah, we can get it for you. We'll have it on Wednesday because, we don't stock that. It's a special order part. This is new, in the last couple of years. Greg, you finding the same thing, or is it just me banging into these problems every day?
No, I found the same thing. And once in a while, you'll find a sweet little deal, like I found this little box milk that was made right here in Utah, whole milk in a pint for $1.25. I'm going to tell you, I bought up about 40 of them because the expiration is not easy. It's for over a year.
We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jane Timken, a GOP candidate in the Ohio U.S. Senate race, told Newsmax on Thursday why she deserves the Ohioan vote.
Well, the pitch is I'm the true America First candidate, and I am the grassroots candidate. And you know, President Trump supported and backed me to be chair of the Ohio Republican Party. You know that he was making phone calls for me, and I'm the one that took on the Kasich machine in Ohio. I stood up and delivered for President Trump. We won Ohio by 8.5 points. And the people of Ohio know I've been in the trenches fighting for them and our conservative cause. And it's because I'm also out there talking about the issues that are important to them. We saw inflation rise to 7.5% today. It's harming the families that can least afford it. They're out there. I'm out there talking to voters about the crime issues, the border issues. We had record overdoses in Ohio just last year. We need to close the border. I'm out there talking about workforce issues because we got to get people back to work. And we need to talk about what's happening in our schools.
Ian McDonald's son is reporting the multi-instrumentalist and songwriter, best known for his co-founding roles in both King Crimson and Foreigner, died Wednesday at the age of 75 from cancer. He was surrounded by his family in New York City. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, you know, it's really not a good thing to be behind the microphone and comment on like the news. But I can't help it. Did I hear at the bottom of the hour that the news reporter said that there was an interview and there's a silver lining here that that now inflation is primarily around materials and chemicals, and that's the good news? Is that what I heard? Greg, did you hear that?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So I'm holding a let me just read the cover of this thing. I have I bought them for 17 cents a piece, a couple cases of them. They're it says Made in USA. It's got a nice flag on it. One subject, 70 sheet college ruled notebooks. Okay, so I have one of these 17 cent notebooks that I bought many years ago for you know, my, if I wanted to take notes during the class or prepare for class. So I'm holding one of these. It's got a cardboard back, a cardboard front. It's got some. This one happens to have a green cover. We have some black covers, yellow covers, red covers, violet colored color covers, orange, etc. And so I think chemicals were used in the cover color, just the color. And then there's chemicals used to hold the cardboard together. Then there's chemicals used to put the college ruled, well, the blue lines and the red lines on the page. And then there's chemicals used to hold the paper together, you know, from the pulp. And then there's this spiral spring looking thing that holds the pages together. I'm pretty sure there's chemicals and materials in that. So the good news is, class, according to the news, that inflation is just going to primarily be in chemicals and materials.
Have you ever read of just about anything? Food? There's a lot of words on there that I can't produce either.
Well, you know,
the box that it's in?
There's absolutely nothing on this planet, nothing that we use, maybe except for air, that doesn't, anything that's constructed, anything that we make has either materials or chemicals in it, or both.
That's right. Even treating the,
everything.
Even the water treatment system, chemicals.
Right. So the good news, class, is that inflation, if I'm going to translate what I heard to the best of my ability. The good news, class, is inflation is only going to affect everything that you use, buy, consume, etc., including the guys who take away and the gals who take away the trash. Even that process is going to use materials and chemicals, like, you know, the additives in the engine oil and the lubricants, the tires, you know, the paint on the side of the trash truck. The hydraulic system that raises and lowers the gate. And the fuel, too.
Yeah, everything.
Pull that thing around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
So, class, I guess what I'm saying is you really need to listen carefully to what is being said. And then there's some other things that you might want to consider. You know, every day some moron bashes us, and I believe I know who it is. On the internet every single day, whether I'm here or not. So it's not just, you know, beating Vinny up. It's beating up all the instructors. Every single one of us, we get filleted by this one moron, and it's because this guy has it out for us. He is not an American. He is a traitor. Because what we're doing is telling you how to survive, and he's saying that these guys are no good. Greg, you know, I've been threatened. I've gotten threats from people saying, you know, I need to sell our farm and give the proceeds from the farm to them. Really? I don't even know who all these people are.
Where do these psychotics come from? Well, the earth's always been full of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because I know that Lucifer works through weak-minded people, because I can be thinking about a subject and this weak-minded person will start talking about that very subject negatively. It's uncanny how it works.
Yeah, I believe that literally, well, I know for a fact that politicians are groomed. You know, someone who is a political mover and shaker, and, you know, the upper level will look and find these minions and say, hey, you would be a great, great city councilman, or you'd be a great state representative. You are so good, so eloquent. You know, if we send you to political school, and there is a school for politicians. We can send you to school and you can learn how to do this, and we'll help you. And what that really means is that you, the person, the candidate, if you will, is pliable. The candidate is manipulatable.
Yes.
Bribeable.
A piece of clay in their hands.
That's exactly right. And I know that for a fact, because I know some of these people. And what happens is they are easily entrapped by the Epsteinsteins, you know, Jeffrey Epsteinstein, that guy.
Sure.
And the pictures get taken. And then, so how are you going to vote at the next vote that's coming up? Oh, geez, you know, we're really hoping that you'd vote, you know, the way we're going to vote. You know, like corn, we can turn corn into alcohol, and they'll take, it'd be great, mix it with gasoline, destroy the fuel systems and vehicles and motorcycles and lawnmowers and weed whackers and chainsaws and leaf blowers. It'd be really great, except these pliable candidates don't seem to know anything about science or arithmetic or pretty much anything else. But they carry around a Bible, and people think, well, shoot, they must be something else. They must be great because they believe. They carry the Bible with them. Carrying the Bible has nothing to do with believing. It's showmanship. And the
absolutely. And at first, when somebody mentions religion, and you know, right off the bat, look at them as a complete and total scammer. Because they're trying to get your confidence.
Right. So who carried a Bible? Well, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, when he was in being skewered with the Monica Lewinsky scandal, sex in the Resolute desk in the White House, in the Oval Office, that guy, Bill Clinton. He'd carry a Bible around. He'd go to services. And praise the Lord, he's a God-fearing, good guy. You know, just because he made a few mistakes, and he's really a good man. And then you have Jumpin' Joe. He goes to church, and people go, well, he's a Roman Catholic. What a good man. At the same time,
or Obama claiming he's a Christian.
Yeah. And an American. Yeah. And from what I've read, he was not qualified to be a president, because you have to have three things. They say two, but yeah, I think you have to have three things. One is you have to be 35 years of age or older. Two, you have to be a natural born citizen. And three, you have to have a pulse. That's the third thing.
But not only that, but your father has to be a natural citizen. Okay.
And he didn't make it.
I want people to look this up. It's called the Law of Nations. They all agreed to it and signed it. And that was that in order for anyone to run to become president of any country, their father had to be a citizen of that country. And they explained why. Because the person in office is going to have the tendencies of their father and the allegiance to their father's country, because that's what their father is. And so they respect that other country, and that would disqualify them from becoming a candidate for president. But see, we're not dealing with that anymore. We've got something that's called the District of Columbia, that little 10-mile square that was given to the government. That's the only authority they had. As a corporation, we are not dealing with our original jurisdictional government. We're dealing with corporations, and that's why they had to get us into the Social Security system. That's why you can't do anything in this country without a Social Security number, because until you get that, you can't work, you can't do anything. You can't just be a free citizen. You have to have that. I know this because my wife is from Indonesia. And she's working to get that number so that she can actually legally work or get a driver license. See, they can control these things, but they can't control the actual human. because our government, when they started going away from the money system that we're so used to, which was gold and silver coin, they had to abandon that government. This is a long story, but best place. I'm going to just give a website. If you want to research this, including the court cases, go to teamlaw.org or teamlaw.net. And all the information is there if you really want to do some studies to see what happened to this country. That's the place to do it. This is a person that had 60, I know the man, he had 60 cases from the U.S. government against him at one time. And he won every single one of them because he found the door. He found out what was going on. He was tired of the patriot mythology. But, you know, and I've done a lot of study in this area. But right now, things are too late. We're in a stage that we cannot turn the tide. We can hardly get people. I can hardly get people to read the book, my book. I don't know whether they think things are going to get better or they just don't care. Back to you, Vince.
You mentioned Law of Nations and why you had to have your father be born in that nation. And Barry Satora wrote a book called Dreams from My Father. And it has the name Barack Obama on the front of it. So I think I haven't read the book. I would never buy the book. I don't want the book in my house. I don't want to touch it. But I'm wondering if that book telegraphs that the dreams of his father are the things that were imprinted on in his DNA. And here he came to the United States, and some people thought he was a great president. I know people who voted for him. I can't believe it. He was one of the demolition team for the United States.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I thank you for going to SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. And I'm looking at the number of people who have jumped in to help us keep the truth on the air. You know that I do not accept donations at USA Prepares. We're under siege too. But GCN is under siege. And I want to thank Timothy Van Sickle. Most of the donors to this fund to keep GCN on the air, to fight the legal battles, are anonymous. Charlie, thank you for yours. And so many, I'm looking anonymous. Thank you, Freedom. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you, Canadian Support. Thank you for your donations. Most donations are anonymous. Thank you, Extreme Reality Check. These are the handles that people are using. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Juice. Thank you, Adam.
Wow.
There's 456 donors right now, and we are in the fight of our lives. The cancel culture wants to take us down. They want to silence us. In class, when you think about it,
I'm willing to donate a pretty good chunk of the price of my books to GCN. So I think I'm gonna contact them if they want to do something like with that. But Vince, I wanted to make a quick comment. Most of us consider ourselves the Lord's children. I'm going to quote one scripture, and this should hit home, especially right now. My people perish because of their lack of knowledge. What's one of the things you should be seeking out right now? Knowledge. We have become a dependent society. We were put on this earth to live by the sweat of our brow. We haven't been doing it very, you know, some of us aren't really do, but there's a lot of us who haven't been fulfilling that and meeting that. And I'm afraid that when this all comes crashing down, that people are not going to know what to do. They're not going to have the knowledge that's going to keep them alive. Back to you.
Talking about knowledge, people who want to buy new vehicles. Let me just share this with you. So there was a guy who was on the run, and he was being pursued as an alleged murderer of his parents. I believe that's the case. They thought that he murdered his family, and he was on the run from the police. And he was in a relatively new Cadillac Escalade. And because he was in that car, they knew where he was, because OnStar has a satellite tracking system, so they can follow the vehicles. And they literally through the keyboard and the mouse,
whether disabled, you subscribe or not, whether you subscribe to it or not, they can do it.
Right. So we've reported this for years, that they could do this. And it actually made the news a couple of days ago that they disabled some of the engine's horsepower, and then a little more. And it appeared like the engine was failing. So this guy pulled over, and right behind him were the police, and they had this guy kneeling in the highway. He's kneeling with his hands up, and he was arrested. So do you want to have somebody sitting at some computer somewhere with a keyboard and a mouse that can shut down your vehicle? You know, so you can show off your shiny new vehicle to your neighbors? That's one of the dumbest things I can think of. My favorite car is a 1996 six-cylinder diesel Mercedes. I just love it. It's got over 250,000 miles on it. It works great. And you know what? It doesn't have any of that stuff. It doesn't have massage seats. It doesn't have the fancy heating and cooling systems. It doesn't have... It's Spartan. It's got vinyl seats. It does have carpeting. But my truck, if you look at it, the sides are falling off of it from rust. Literally. Literally. When the gal at DMV asked me, what color my truck was, I said, well, it's kind of rust color with a little bit of white. You know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it has crank-up windows and it has rubber mats. There's nothing special about it. It's got air conditioning, which is kind of nice. But it's a little six-cylinder engine, and it's rusty. And I don't care what my neighbors think of me. I really don't.
Well, I just wanted to get my that book is out. Don't just survive, off grid thrive. A do it yourself guide to self reliance, and you can find that on realwaterindependence.com.
Real water.
Now with orders to see independence. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.